Jeff, thanks for joining us for the Silver City Report. We're starting this week talking about a new state law and medical cannabis and how it may impact local school districts. Can you share the news?
Medical marijuana changes, a bill that was passed by the legislature earlier this year, mandates that public schools make medical cannabis available to students who have a prescription. And the Silver Consolidated Schools Board changed their policy to allow for storage and administration of medical cannabis to students. And this was a big deal because schools were a little worried that they might lose federal funding as a result of basically breaking federal law. But because of the legislation in the state, they were at risk of losing state funding if they didn't follow the order. So they decided to go with the state rule.
Okay, thanks for that update. We also have some news at the Gila National Forest. What can you tell us?
So a little known rule for the Gila National Forest that is also common to the other national forests in the state requires that campers only stay for 14 days at a time within any 30-day period. And this really doesn't have an effect on backpackers, basically because you can't carry more than 2 weeks' food with you while traveling through the forest. But for folks that camp out of vans or campers of some sort, it's led to some unexpected departures from the forest. A man from California who was planning to spend his summer here wrote the Daily Press a letter and informed us that he'd been told to leave the forest by the Forest Service law enforcement. And he was surprised by the rule and thinks that they should publicize it a little more. Since we have written about it, the Forest Service has gotten quite a few comments from the public about maybe easing back on this rule.
Okay, now thanks for that update. We'll look forward to seeing if there are any developments. Now let's talk trash, the business of trash. You have an update on that.
So Silver City has decided to contract out their trash pickup. Residential and commercial trash pickup will now, as of September 2nd, that is, be done by a company called Universal Waste Systems of New Mexico. They have contracts with other municipalities around the state, and they moved pretty quick. They got this contract with the town last month, and they've bought a property on 32nd Street Bypass to have a yard for their trucks. They've brought in new trucks. They bought the town's old trucks, and they are set to start on September 2nd. And they have touted the safety of their fleet as one of the main benefits of hiring them. They'll have what they call third eye technology on their trucks, and that's 360-degree surveillance technology, basically, to ensure that their drivers are operating the vehicles in a safe manner.
Very interesting. Now, on a recent Silver City report, we made the sad announcement that the Buckhorn Opera House and Saloon was going to close, but we have some good news, and that is that the Buckhorn Opera House is not closing. Now, you have some news on this.
Yeah, local property owner Dink Tatch was set to close, and rumor had it that he was going to demolish parts of the Buckhorn Opera House and Saloon. A friend of his, Richard Griffin, who owns a propane company here in town, stepped up and told his friend Dink that he wanted to buy the place. They're set to close on this deal on the 30th of September, and that means that restaurateur Thomas Bach, who currently runs the restaurant and bar up there in Pinos Altos, will be able to continue operating his business there, and folks around the county are pretty excited about that. The party that they had planned on September 30th to close the place will now be a celebration party. Still set as a party, but a different theme.
All right, Jeff, thanks so much for updating us this week, and we will talk with you next week.
Thanks, Anthony.